CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. And that was kind of cool that Jonathan was playing some Françoise Hardy because it sounded like my show, but it was the French special. And strangely enough, I have no French music for you today. Just kind of like all new stuff today, which is kind of unusual for me. But I've got this song in my head and I can't get it out. And it's by Cut Copy, and I know they're like the new buzz band, and they just played here this past week to like a sold-out show at Richards on Richards, but they're so great. How can you not love them? They're so 80s and poppy and dancey, and they just feel good. It's a good summer record. And so anyway, this is Cut Copy with Hearts on Fire. It's going to get stuck in your head, trust me.
With heart on fire, I down that martini mile.
It's a shallow existence, but oh yeah, I need it.
I want it.
I got to have it.
Chain in the driving rain, they do the slow boogaloo and the shang-a-lang. It's the yin and yang, shang-a-lang. Slow boogaloo is what they do
with the deviant ingredient. Got the deviant ingredient.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was the B-52s from their latest album called Funplex. And it was a bit of a guilty pleasure because Didn't know if they still had it, but I quite like that song just because it's kind of catchy, and it reminds me a lot of a song that they did way back in 1986 from an album called Bouncing Off the Satellites, Summer of Love. Just kind of has that same vibe. And the funny thing is, Bouncing Off the Satellites by the B-52s was not a very well-received album back in the day, but I quite like it. I have it on vinyl, and you know, how can you, like, not love the B-52s? They're just awesome, and I'm glad that they're back and they reformed, and they're cute. So anyway, that was the B-52s with the Deviant Ingredient. And before that, we heard Neon Neon. And again, that was a bit of a stab in the dark there. I was reading, there's like a little blurb about it here on the actual CD, and it's Boom Bip, who's a hip-hop producer from L.A., but he teamed up with Griff Reese from the Super Free Animals, and I got a little thing for the Super Free Animals and Griff Reese, and I really liked his solo record, so I thought, oh, it might be interesting. Kind of it's supposed to be sort of like an electro thing, and yeah, it wasn't bad, but it just kind of went on and on. The track was called Raquel, and the project is called Neon Neon. Before that, we heard the new M83 record, which I've been playing a lot on my last few shows. They're one of my favorite bands, so I'm pretty excited about it. Album is called Saturdays Equals Youth. The track played was called Colors, and they're playing, I think, May 24th at Richards on Richards, and I have a feeling that's probably going to be a sold-out show, too. It's funny because they're sort of getting kind of lumped together with Cut Copy lately, and the funny thing is when M83 first started out, they were a little bit more shoegaze, but definitely I'm starting to hear the 80s vibe in some of their records. Before that, we heard the fabulous Cut Copy from their album In Ghost Colors with Hearts on Fire, and I think that's going to be one of my top records of 2008 when I do my top 10 at the end of the year, because it's so darn catchy and it's fun, and yeah, they'll probably get really popular for about 15 minutes and, you know, end up on iPod commercials and things, but who cares? Speaking of iPod commercials, well, there's this guy named Jim Noir, and he's from England, and he's got a new record out, just a self-titled one, and I was reading something on the internet that they used a song of his at Christmas time for a Target commercial, which is kind of embarrassing. But, you know, an artist has got to make a few bucks here and there. And, you know, there's the old, you know, argument whether they're big sellouts or not if they give their song to a big company to use in one of their adverts. But whatever, man. Still doesn't mean that he's not a fabulous artist, which he is. One of my new favorite records thus far. This is Jim Noir from his self-titled album called Happy Day Today.
As I ride past you in the reception room, I can sense no bitterness, can feel no gloom. Are you all this happy? Oh, what has escaped me? As I clean my throat, I mystify. I cut out the essentials, but I never lie. It's no act of random, it's calculated boredom. And when you leave me alone, I pick up the phone to die. There's someone I know who knows how I look when I cry. There's always someone trying to do their best to exhaust me completely, though they phrase it sweetly. Someone's dog or someone's new wet kid, what they didn't do and what they did. Too much information for one brain to sustain, and especially when it doesn't make sense to me. Come a bit near, they leave. I don't wanna talk to you, talk to you about the things you do, about your weekend. I don't wanna hear your voice make that noise, but I have no choice.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez. That was Jarvis Cocker, the wonderful Jarvis from Pulp, from his self-titled album from, was it last year? Oh my God, I can't even remember. Track called Disney Time. And I know I probably talk about this on my show all the time, but I saw him live and it was so amazing. And I loved it. And I love Jarvis Cocker. And before that, we heard Nouvelle Vague. And Nouvelle Vague is one of those bands that should be played on Saint-Tropez all the time, you'd think. But I kind of resisted it for a long time because I kind of thought, oh, lounge versions of old new wave songs. But they do pull it off pretty well, I have to say. And I'd never really listened to the whole record, and so I was looking at some of the songs that they cover, and it was a real tough decision between A Forest by The Cure and Guns of Brixton by The Clash, but A Forest by The Cure won out, and I think I made the right choice. But I'm sure their version of Guns of Brixton is pretty cool, too. Before that, we heard Peter Morin from Peter, Bjorn, and John. He's got a little solo record out called The Last Tycoon, and that was a track called Social Competence. And Jim Noir started things off with Happy Day Today. Now, what am I playing now? Oh, yes, this is another band that you would think that I would play all the time because I'm really into shoegaze stuff from the early 90s. But it's one of those bands I've never really explored too much. I mean, every time I've ever heard something, I've really liked it. But this is actually Sigur Rós, their album... Havarfheim, and I'm sure I'm not pronouncing it correctly, but it's so ridiculously cute. It's funny. So this is a track called Eiger by Sigur Rós from Havarfheim. Thank you.
roads that carry on. Hope keeps you moving forward. I think you'll walk forever. So follow the signs, they are misguiding. Despite the design, this world's not fit for you. Not fit for you. Fit for you, not fit for you. You're walking without speaking. Keep the pace brisk, your body insists that you should sleep. A chance would be a fine thing. I think you'll walk. What are you running from? Hey, runner, 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 why are you running?
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. I forgot to mention Queer FM is coming up at 6 p.m., so make sure you stay tuned for Heather and Queer FM. That was the Young Knives, and they're one of my new favorite English bands. They're from Oxford, England, and they are great. They have a new album called Super Abundance, and that was a track called Fit for You. And I'm really excited because I found out they're opening up for the Long Blondes on May 30th at Richards on Richards. And I'm so excited because I would pay to go see that band by themselves. So it's going to be a fabulous double bill. Just to let you know, we also heard some Sigur Rós in there. Æger from Hvarfheim. And probably woke you up. It probably put you to sleep, and then I put on the Young Knives and woke everybody up again. Bit of a not a very smooth transition, but yeah, that's it for me. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks for tuning in. I think the show is going to be podcast. I don't know. I always have these technical difficulties, but it might be podcast today, minus, you know, the first 5 minutes or so. But anyway, speaking of the Long Blondes, this is from their new album called Couples, and this is a track called Here Comes the Serious Bit. This is the Long Blondes. See you in 2 weeks.
Your friend's a genius. She even made an experiment bed for us. But I can't stay here definitely. Definitely got someone else I'd rather be. And that's the thing I haven't told you yet. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes.
should find it.